You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Good morning, I'm Mary Hildebrandt, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Iranian hackers have targeted a U.S. presidential candidate. Today, Microsoft sounded the alarm on an aggressive new email phishing attack by Iranian hackers that allegedly targeted a U.S. presidential campaign, the first such public report of the 2020 election season. Microsoft did not say which candidate was attacked. Reuters reports that it was President Trump, but the company says the attempt did not succeed. The episode serves as a reminder that Russia is not the only nation trying to hack U.S. elections and that cybersecurity will be increasingly important to the election. So, you want to quit vaping? No one actually knows how. Vaping was marketed as a safe way to help quit cigarettes, but now it's connected to mysterious lung diseases and even death around the country. So how do you quit the thing that was supposed to help you quit? It turns out, no one really knows. It's a major research gap, says Rachel Grana, who heads the National Cancer Institute's Tobacco Control Research Branch. Don't lose hope just yet, though. There are texting hotlines you can try, plus the regular methods of quitting. Lozenges, gum, and patches. And now, for today's fast fact, 23%. That's the percentage of female technical employees at Facebook, up from 15% in 2014. Google reports similar results, but no company is close to parity, and the progress for minorities is even slower. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.